Hello, this is Bit Depth number 1453, which appeared in the Trinidad and Tobago Newsday on April 8, 2024, under the headline, Let's Talk Backup Again. A week ago, the world celebrated Backup Day on March 31st. And by celebrate, I actually mean ignored like every other day, while vaguely hoping that nothing too bad will happen to their computer, or smartphone, or tablet. The only people who might actually raise a toast to World Backup Day are the computer users who have a backup system in place, and they'll just take a quick sip while double-checking their gear in a fit of paranoid worry. But this is 2024, you might be asking. Isn't all that just supposed to be happening in the cloud? Well, sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. There are three layers to any backup strategy. Where will the data get backed up? How will the backup happen? How will I restore my data if something terrible happens? Unfortunately, far too many users stall out on the first question, formulated a vague plan to, for instance, copy everything to a flash drive, or work off Dropbox, or any other equivalent cloud-based system that can be mounted on the computer desktop. When there is terminal data loss, it's not unusual to discover that critical files aren't in the backup regimen. Also daunting is the time-consuming task of recreating a computer's boot drive, which tends to take shape over time, evolving as the device is customized to taste. There are many hidden configurations and authorizations on a boot drive that aren't accessible to data-level backup tools. The only way to preserve a full system state is to create a bootable clone. A good baseline for backup is to create a cloned boot volume on one drive and a version backup of your data files on another. Version backups usually require third-party software to implement on Windows. macOS has a useful tool built in, Time Machine. While file history and Windows backup can be configured to do somewhat equivalent work on PCs using Windows 10 and Windows 11. Actually, while doing some updating of my understanding of recent backup systems, I discovered the Time Machine can do backups to network drives after a bit of fiddling. A version backup continuously updates the backup of your data to reflect changes made over time. That's particularly useful if you want to recover the version of a file you created 2 months ago, which has since been radically changed. Consider using two drives for your version backups, rotating them on a schedule to defend against physical damage, theft, or malware infection. It's not an infallible system, but it's better than relying entirely on the sanctity and robustness of your computer's hard drive. A good route to follow is to have, at minimum, one backup destination for each backup system you deploy. An effective data retention regime won't work if you depend on your personal diligence. Enthusiastic beginnings always get bogged down by the absolute dreariness of sitting at a computer moving files around. It's also easy to make errors, replacing files with the wrong versions, or worse, defeating the goal of backups. Acronis is a brand that continuously tops lists of Windows-based backup options, and the company has a well-regarded suite of tools for enterprise, which often guarantees that useful features leak down to small business and home users. How else are they going to persuade you to upgrade? If your datasets are small, it might be possible to create backups in the cloud using software like Google Drive, 15 gigabytes inclusive of your Gmail, Box, 10 gigabytes, Dropbox, 2 gigabytes, or OneDrive, 5 gigabytes. But once your data begins to grow, it's easy to find yourself being pushed into a paid category of use, which might become more expensive than investing in media and software to manage data safety. If you use a cloud system, then try to use two. Users with large datasets may want to consider online backup services that scale more affordably, such as Backblaze. Cloud systems are the easiest way to backup a smartphone or a tablet, but moving your bits onto secure media that you own should be part of any successful strategy. Personally, I use all of it. The first draft of this column is being written far from home base on a smartphone and is being automatically uploaded to cloud servers when I save. Once you have a strategy in place with software and hardware identified, choose a connection between your computer and external media that's the fastest one your computer will support. Today, that's either USB version 3.2, 20 gigabytes per second, USB 4, 40 gigabytes per second, or Thunderbolt, 40 gigabytes per second. Lots of drives and cables are rated for USB 3.1 Gen 2, but that only transfers at 10 gigabytes per second. As long as your computer has a fast, modern port, match your backup drive and cable connection to that capacity. The one thing you do not want is slow backups. Even across the fastest possible direct connections, moving a terabyte of data takes time. Most backup software will allow you to set a schedule. Incremental backups work best with the backup media connected to the computer and live. If the destination media is not connected, good software will prompt the user to attach it so it can proceed with the scheduled backup. The next critical step is the establishment of the viability of your restore. You must test the restoration of data from your chosen backup system. That's a core test, but you also need to consider what you are backing up and where. How much data can you afford to lose? I've known of situations where people only discovered the value of their data when they found out how necessary it was to their operations, how much it costs to recover it from failed media, and how difficult it is to reconstruct it by requesting it from disinterested third parties. Can you send me that file back again? It gets really old, really fast. Even when you have a backup system in place, it's not done. It's the start of a journey. Computers have a functional life of around 5 years, and most media will last roughly that long before either becoming more prone to failure or simply running out of room. Expect to rotate backup media every 5 years. It's perfectly fine to repurpose old drives for less critical work, but as your digital archives grow in size, migration to newer media becomes an increasingly challenging aspect of data preservation. After 5 years, the gap between media speeds and connections tends to grow even wider, and migration always happens at the speed of the slowest device in the chain. Trying to move data off a 2x speed CD disk in 2024 is almost unnervingly slow, particularly if error checking kicks in on the disk. Doing it over USB 2, 60 megabytes per second, is classifiable as a kind of torture. It's a simple remorseless reality. Delaying the creation of a backup and data migration regime doesn't just increase the risk of terminal loss. It also makes the process more difficult and sometimes almost impossible.
The print version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version of the column. The song Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Shim, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at technewstt.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.